to St James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Isaiah 1 verses 1 to 20 and Matthew 1 verses 18 to the end. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Vertz entitled, God Speaks to Us.
Amen. So our first reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, first chapter and first 21st verses.
The vision of Isaiah, son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and have brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, offspring who do evil, children who deal corruptly, who have forsaken the Lord, who have despised the Holy One of Israel, who are utterly estranged. Why do you seek further beatings? Why do you counsel to rebel? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. For the sole of the foot, even to the heel, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and bleeding wounds. They have not been drained or bound up or softened with oil. Your country lies desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. In your very presence, aliens devour your land. It is desolate as overthrown by foreigners, and daughter Zion is left like a booth in a vineyard, like a shelter in a cucumber field, like a besieged city. If the Lord of hosts had not left us a few survivors, we would not have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teachings of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is a multitude of your services, says the Lord. Sorry, sacrifices, says the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and of fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asks this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of convocation, I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. For new moons and your appointed festivals, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the New Testament, it's also the very start of a book, a gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to the end.
Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. He named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you. Isaiah, if you're interested, we kind of explored that 2 or 3 weeks ago as we are in the church looking at that very book, Isaiah, and various areas. And I think I can still remember I used the picture of proper diagnostic, talking about the reality of my own car. And the good news when you go to the right place with people who understand and know the right diagnosis, they can then bring the right solution. And same happens if we are unwell, we go to a GP because we trust that through their expertise and training, they will help us understand what's wrong. And so it helps us to hear those very harsh words. It's a very an important diagnostic that they needed to hear. And I think the other picture was the one of when our heart has stopped beating, we need to have it, what is it called, shocked, or to have it revived through, you know, proper defibrillated. That's the word.
That's there it, defibrillation. That's
so if we read that first chapter as a kind of defibrillator, you know, heart defibrillator, it makes a bit more sense. They were really in a bad place with God. And the reality is that it would bring bad things to them. And so God, through the prophet of Isaiah, is there to help them to come back to him. And it says at the end of the chapter, you know, this is what you should do. Not to have an external religious kind of life, which is no faith at all. It's just going through the motions. But actually, it doesn't transform your heart. Transform heart is one that do no evil and learn to do good and seek justice and rescue the oppressed and defend the weak. And there is always a promise from God that if you return to him with all your heart, he is more than ready to forgive and to bring new life and a new future. And so that is what was the kind of the diagnostic that they need to hear. And there is more on our YouTube channel that's kind of express a bit of that reading. The second one, the coming of Jesus, I just was wondering the kind of conversation that Joseph had with Mary. Can you imagine? I just wonder. And what hit me in that passage is that we know from here that Joseph was engaged. And in those days, in first century, engagement was like a marriage. Basically, you would be engaged to your wife-to-be. And there was kind of an in-between period of a year for the preparations. A bit similar to today. You know, there was lots to prepare, so you need at least a few months. And they had about a year, but it was like you were married but not living together. And so he had heard in that period that Mary was pregnant. No, there was a law that if your spouse had been unfaithful, you could rightfully divorce the person, but you had to have a proper reason to do so. And that would have meant for Joseph to break the engagement by exposing her, by saying, "Well, I can't marry her because she's pregnant. She went somewhere else." And it looks like they must have had conversation. Mary knew she hadn't been unfaithful. that this child was God's doing through the Holy Spirit. But I can just imagine Joseph trying his best to come around that, but saying, well, it can't be. But I don't want to expose you. I don't want you to be nervous. So I'm going to quietly break our engagement without saying the reason. And it must have taken some time, because he says when he had resolved to do this. So I don't know how long it took, but he had made his decisions how to still protect Mary that he clearly dearly loved, but he couldn't just come around the reality that something hadn't happened with Mary, whatever she was wanted to hide, that she had been mistreated by someone and that was the result, or whether there was a moment of weakness. I don't know the kind of thoughts that came through his mind. I can just imagine, as a husband to be, the kind of thought that would have come through my mind. And that was resolved through a dream. When he had made his decision, okay, maybe he said, tomorrow, that's it. I'll go with this plan. And then the dream comes and he's told not to be afraid, to take Mary. But he didn't say that actually he would have kept quiet about the origin of that child. There would have been all those possibly background noises after the birth, saying, well, they were not married when she became pregnant. Joseph is not a good man, because he couldn't wait for the marriage time to consume the marriage. And yet he did. We hear here that he chose, even after that, not to consume, not to sleep, even being married with Mary until the child was born. So I don't know where to go with it, but I just saw this is so grounded in human life, human reality, human questions. And that gives me hope. The text of scripture is so grounded in the reality of our lives, the questions we have. And God here sometimes coming at the last minute, the day before he had resolved maybe to come with his plan, God comes in a dream to stop him from doing that, and to take Mary as his wife. So God is with us always, but God's time to talk to us is not always our time. And so for him, it was a time when he had resolved. God came to speak to him in a dream. So I wonder, the questions we have, we can be assured that God is with us, but we not always have the answer to our questions or to our prayers at the times we think, but they will never be too late for his plans to take place. It wasn't too late for Joseph, and so it won't be too late for ourselves. Yes, Lynn?
I was just, what struck to me, and I just wrote down as a title for this Bible Bite, is God speaks to us. And this month, November, there is, if you are someone that reads or logs into the Bible app, and I think even Lectio 365, November, they're asking all Christians, if you don't already read the Bible every day, to begin. And that is how God speaks to me. Everybody's got different practices, I know, but before I open the Bible, I just ask that he speaks to me. Sometimes I'm on the right wavelength, maybe other times I'm not, but God wants to speak to us, and he speaks to us in different ways, but we are encouraged to find him in his beautiful words in the Bible. And if only everyone, would read the Bible, be it guided. I need to be guided. It's no good me starting at page one and going through to page 1,000 and something or other. I need to be guided. There's so many tools to fit the way that he can speak to you, that we're this passage just encourages me because he spoke to Joseph in a dream, and he speaks to all of us. We've just got to have an ear to hear that still small voice and trust. It's all down to faith and trust. Wow. Anyway, that was my two penneth.
I heard about that, Lynn, about the 2 through 60 for November, and I signed up for that one. So it seems like that is a prompt, isn't it?
And we need it.
Oh, definitely.
We need that encouragement.
Yeah, definitely. And how I see this, it came across to me, is Joseph listened, but then you think, but would he not have had any marital relationships with Mary because he didn't want to harm that unborn baby?
That's very true. I mean, he is clearly the hero of the story. very righteous, very kind person towards Mary, and yet struggling with the reality of what was happening to him. Good. Well, let's pray with that in mind, that God is with us, that God speaks, and that God calls us to read his words, which is the words of life. Let's pray for the day it starts, the world, its needs, the church and her life.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.